find a quiet street, lock the doors, and hope no one notices.
But we did notice. Helping Up Mission provides food, care, and a new beginning for neighbors in need. Because
a car should never be a home.
Go to helpingupmission.org.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. I know you guys are looking at your phones like, what is going on? It is Wednesday. The Black Girl Boss podcast comes out on Mondays. But remember, in the beginning of the year, I told you guys that I was going to be doing mini-sodes. Now, the purpose of these mini-sodes is for us to really, really get down to business. Sometimes you may not have time to listen to the full hour or so of the podcast. Sometimes you kind of just want some quick business advice. So I wanted to do these mini-sodes so that we can talk for about 30 minutes or less on specific business topics. As you guys know, on our Monday episodes, we get deep. I mean, we talk about God. We talk about our journey as entrepreneurs. We talk about being in the trenches. We talk about so many amazing things. I wanted to make sure we still are able to get as much business knowledge as possible. So I'm going to be able to chat with you guys twice a week now. So now you can look forward to on Wednesdays getting, I like to call it like a little mini training, where I'll be able to talk about specific business topics. And then I'll also provide you guys with our resources so that you can be able to learn more about whatever topic that we discuss. So let's get started. On today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to make impact and income. So this is something that comes up a lot with a lot of entrepreneurs that I meet. Now, there are various ways, of course, that you can start a business. I mean, you can acquire a business that someone is selling. You can invent something and start a business that way. But a lot of you guys who listen to this show, you guys started a business based off of something that you're passionate about. Somehow, some way, this business idea that you had came from the heart. So what happens is when we start businesses that are heart-centered or businesses that are based around something we're passionate about, we kind of get lost in the passion and don't focus enough on the business. And so that's why I wanted to talk about how to make impact and income today. And I actually have a free training that I'm offering right now that's called, you guessed it, How to Make Impact and Income. And the training is available on my website, www.tatumtamia.com. You can also go to my Instagram page at tatumtamia to access it. You can even go to the Black Girl Boss's Instagram page and click the link in that bio as well. So trust me, if you want to access it, you're going to find it. It's everywhere. But today I did want to talk about making impact and income, because a lot of us are in kind of that weird state. It's like we love what we do, but if we're going to start a business, we have to build a business that's going to be successful. We can change lives all we want to, but unfortunately, Sprint don't care about the lives we change, and they care about them bills getting paid, right? So we have to make sure that our businesses are in a position that affords us the luxury to do what we love. I mean, I'm in an extremely blessed position to be able to make a difference for a living. And so I want to provide you guys a lot of insight that I've been able to acquire based off of my experiences, my clients' experiences, my education, all of that good stuff. So I'm going to cover a few topics today on making impact and income. If you're in that position, if you're that person that I'm talking about who loves what they do, who loves helping people, who loves changing lives, who loves seeing the smile on people's faces when they receive your product or services, who love to see that transformation in your clients or in your customers, but you're unsure about the business aspect, the first thing I need you to do is shift your mindset. Now, a lot of times people ask me like, well, I don't care about the money. I would do what I'm doing for free. And that's great. That is so awesome. But you have to care about the money, because you have to make money in order to live. So I'm not saying that you do what you do for the money. We've already discovered that you're not that type of person. So we don't even have to worry about that. So because you know that that's not where your heart lies, because you know that's not necessarily your drive and influence, now you have to shift your mindset to focus on the money so that you can be able to build, so that you can be able to make your business profitable, so that you can be able to build a foundation in your business that allows you to be able to make the money and get the resources that you need in order to do what you love. And so this is what I really talk about in my training. I go more so into detail about how to make your business profitable. But today I want to first talk about shifting your mindset. So when you shift your mindset now, you have to make a decision that I love what I do, but I need to be intentional about focusing on what's going to make me money and how to structure my business in a way that's going to make me money. Secondly, after you shift your mindset and realize that it is important for you to make money, you have to understand your role as a CEO. Now, a lot of us, we put ourselves in this role like, oh, I'm the CEO of this business, but we don't even know what that means. Like, think about it. Let's take a company we all know. Let's say if Amazon was going out of business tomorrow or not even going out of business. Let's just say Jeff Bezos decided to retire and he was looking for a CEO. Are you ready to take on that role? Are you ready to take on the chief executive officer role of a business and drive that business forward? If not, if the answer is no, then that means you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what it needs to be a CEO. Because when you create your business, you put yourself in that role. You just gave yourself this job that you're unqualified for. So because you're unqualified for that job, now you have to go get good at it so that you can be able to build your business. That's why the mindset shift is important. Because if we're all caught up in what we're passionate about, we're going to miss the necessary skills that we need in order to make our business successful. I was reading today an interview in, I think it's called Vulture magazine, with Quincy Jones. And Quincy Jones was, first of all, like, y'all have to read this article, because I aspire to be like Quincy Jones when I get old, to just be old and not care. Like, that interview is hilarious. But anyway, so in that interview, he talks about how music today, how he doesn't like it because nobody cares about the skill set of it anymore. They only care about their passion. They only care about their emotions. And we all know you can't make emotional decisions when it comes to business, but passion is an emotion as well. So in an interview, he had dropped some gems about that's the reason why music now is not as good or has as much quality as it used to, because people don't care about the skills. They just care about what makes them feel good, as opposed to learning the instrumentation. As opposed to learning the instrumentation, as opposed to learning how to play these instruments, as opposed to learning how to write music, these valuable skills that make the music great. So the same thing for you who's starting this business, you have to get yourself out of the position of being passionate or being so in love and wanting to help people, and put yourself in a position of developing the skills it's going to take for you to build a successful business. So I decided to actually look up the CEO job description so that you can kind of get an understanding of what that means. So I'm on workable.com. So it says CEO responsibilities include developing high quality business strategies and plans, ensuring their alignment with short term and long term objectives. I'm going to say that again. CEO responsibilities include developing high quality business strategies and plans, ensuring their alignment with short term and long term objectives. A lot of us start businesses and don't even have short term and long term objectives. So first of all, you have to start at building out those objectives for your businesses. That's why I always say in the beginning, it's an excellent practice to put together a business plan, not to send to anybody for a grade, not necessarily to send to any investors, but it's good to put that together so that you can get in the mindset of a CEO. And it says that they develop high quality business strategies and plans so that they are in line with meeting those goals. We don't often think about that. We just know that we want to be a life coach and help people live their best life. That's awesome. But when it comes to making impact and income, the income part, the getting these coins, the securing the bag, as we say, you have to put yourself in the CEO role.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding somebody willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move our business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored job posts directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. Because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates, join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Y'all know I have a lot on my plate, and if I needed to hire an assistant, Indeed is exactly where I will go. And I will go and be very specific. I need someone who is tech savvy, who knows how to assist someone who has multiple brands, somebody who was forward-thinking, a problem solver, and who has done this for at least 5 years. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes from people who don't understand the ins and outs of an online business with moving parts. That's what makes the difference. You get people who actually are what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job to the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your Hormone Harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on, and sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today.
Also, it says overseeing all operations and business activities to ensure they produce the desired result and are consistent with the overall strategy and mission. So this point lets you know that you need to have a strategy and a mission. And so there are roles of a CEO. So when we give ourselves these titles, when we start these businesses, then we have to make sure that we understand the skills necessary to execute them. And in my training, I go into detail about some ways that you can do that. So make sure you opt into that training. So also, when you start your business, we wear many hats. I mean, we're not afforded the luxury as entrepreneurs in the beginning to have like a team helping us to make our dreams come true. Like, I would love to have walked in to my business and been like, oh, great, there's people here helping me be profitable. But it just isn't. It doesn't work like that. We're building things from the ground up. So we we end up wearing many hats, right? We're the accountant, we're the CEO, we're the marketer, we're the social media manager, we're the bookkeeper, like we're all of these things. So with that understanding, you have to play the role, you have to separate the roles and then play them accordingly. In the training, I talk about the difference between working on your business and in your business. And an example that I use is, let's say you have a business and you are a real estate developer. When you are at the house, painting the walls, building a new kitchen, doing all of that stuff, you're working in your business. When you're in the boardroom or you're at your computer or wherever, and you're trying to figure out what area that you should build your house in that will make it the most profitable, or what contractors you're going to be using that aren't too expensive so that you can increase your profit margin, or when you're making these decisions about how you're going to execute your goals or your plans or execute whatever products or services you're offering in your business, that's when you're working on your business. When you're looking, sitting in front of the computer, laying your business out, looking at the intimate details and making sure everything aligns with your short-term and long-term objectives, that's when you're working on your business. That's when you need to have your CEO hat on. You're a life coach when you are actually sitting down one-on-one with your clients. You're a CEO when you're trying to figure out how you're going to acquire those clients. So it's important to understand the different hats that you wear as an entrepreneur and act accordingly. Because we wear so many different hats, they all overlap. So you might say, when I get home from work, you may be in a position, let's say, where you're still balancing a 9-to-5 with your business. So you might say, oh, when I get home from work, I'm going to work on my business. But you don't know what hat you're wearing. So working on your business ends up being, I might create a couple Instagram posts, I might send an email, I might scroll through Instagram and then get lost for another hour, or then I might look at my expenses to see where, like, you're trying to put all your hats on at one time to work on your business. But this is a part of working smarter and not harder. So now that you know that there are different hats that you're going to be wearing, you have to decide which one you're going to wear and when. So a few episodes ago, we talked about building the discipline to succeed. This is a part of building the discipline, building that structure. So taking the same example of the person that's working a 9-to-5 and building their business, let's say you get home and you say, when I get home, I'm going to work on my business. Now you have to get more specific. When I get home, I'm going to build my sales funnel. When I get home tomorrow, I'm going to build my marketing strategy that supports my sales funnel. When I get home the next day, I'm going to find the automation tools that runs that. This weekend, I'm going to focus on updating my expense report so that my books can be up to date. So that's how you're able to really make sure that you're in that CEO role. Understand that there are different hats that you wear, but get strategic and organized with which hats you put on. And I want to go back to the concept of impact and income as it relates to the person who is, I guess, afraid that their business isn't going to be successful because they don't know that part, or the person who feels like they shouldn't have to focus on the money. When you are focusing on the income, when you shift your mindset and you focus on embodying the actual skills and developing the actual skills of a CEO, you're actually consequently giving yourself the opportunity to do more of what you love. You're not going to be able to make an impact at your full potential if you're worried about money, if you're worried about what bills are going to be paid, if you're worried about being in the red, if you're worried about those past due notices. You're not going to be able to impact people the way that you want to. So income is important to be able to give you the resources necessary to live out your purpose. So, yes. And then lastly, I want to talk about your marketing. So another part of making an impact is way beyond what you actually do. Because if people don't know what you do, or people aren't hiring to do what you do, then you never get the opportunity to really show them what you're capable of, right? If you're a life coach and nobody's hiring you, you're not going to be able to show the world or show them how they can live their best life. If you are a gardener and nobody hires you to do their lawn, you're not able to make that impact. So another aspect of making an impact that you have to focus on is the marketing. And so people don't take marketing seriously enough. If there's any skill that you should develop as an entrepreneur, it's marketing skills, because marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. Marketing is that thing that makes people know you, like you, trust you, so that they can be able to purchase from you. Marketing is that thing that makes people trust you with their credit cards. You know, marketing is putting yourself out there to your target audience and letting them know why they should invest in you. So when you get people, and then your marketing also is where you're able to make an impact, because if you're marketing correctly, then you're making enough of an impact in whoever it is that you're marketing to where they'll want to invest in you so they can get the full thing. And so that's the important part two of having a sales funnel, so that you can outline how you're going to be able to impact people over time. So for you guys that don't have a sales funnel in your business, I highly suggest that you get one. I actually have a masterclass right now that teaches you how to create both marketing and sales funnels. It's like an hour and a half. I go into a ton of detail and provide worksheets for you. So if you want to check that out, go to my website, tatumtamia.com. But marketing is a key factor in you making impact and income. So just to recap on today's episode on making impact and income, first things first, shift your mindset. Get out of the emotions of what you're passionate about and focus on your role as a CEO and how you're going to make your business a position to be profitable and to give you the resources necessary to make that impact. Second, develop those skills as a CEO. Understand your role. Look up that CEO job description that I went over so you can know what it is that you need to start working on so that you can grow your business. Next, understand that you wear many hats as an entrepreneur. So you have to be strategic about what hat you're going to wear at what time so that you can be efficient when you're working on your business. Because having a job and working your business on the side is no excuse to be mediocre. It's an opportunity for you to be more strategic so that you can actually be effective in what it is that you're doing. And a lot of times people tend to make excuses and always say the time that you're spending talking about how you don't have time can be applied to you actually doing the things that I'm talking about to grow your business. And then next, understand that your impact is also in your marketing. So be very intentional about marketing your business effectively. So that's going to wrap up today's mini-sode, How to Make Impact and Income. Go to my website, tatumtamia.com, to opt into my free training where I go into a little bit more detail about this and give you some specific steps that you can act on. Or you can also go to my website, tatumtamia.com, to get my masterclass on how to make impact and income. I will talk to you guys next week.
I find a quiet street, lock the doors, and hope no one notices.
But we did notice. Helping Up Mission provides food, care, and a new beginning for neighbors in need. Because
a car should never be a home.